1번입니다. 다음을 듣고 어떤 손동작을 설명하는지 고르세요.
When we communicate with each other, we usually use a language of words. We also use another means to communicate, sometimes more powerful than spoken language. One of these is body language. For example, Americans cross their index finger and middle finger when they mean to wish for good luck.
2번입니다. 다음을 듣고 내용과 일치하는 그림을 고르세요.
Here we are in the Olympic Stadium. We are waiting for the last jumper. Ted Kelly from England is going to jump. The bar is at 2.3 meters. Now he begins his last try. And he jumps. Ooh, he crashes into the bar. He lands. The bar has fallen. Is he hurt? No, he's all right. He's getting up and walking away, but he looks very disappointed.
3번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르세요.
Hi, my name's Richard Brown. My wife and I were staying with friends in Santa Librada near Los Angeles. We were having dinner when suddenly everything began to shake. All the plates and food fell on the floor. We were picking everything up when the ceiling fell in. We were under the table and survived. We had to wait for hours before help arrived.
4번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르세요.
Do you need to get a suit pressed? A dress cleaned? A dirty stain removed? We can do all these and more at Spotless Cleaners. You can also have your curtains or carpets cleaned. All for less at Spotless. Come and see us. We're open from 8 to 6, Monday to Saturday.
5번입니다. 다음을 듣고 내용과 다르게 메모한 것을 고르세요.
Namsu is a really big man. Well built, with very broad shoulders. He is in his early 20s. He has dark skin and a long face with thin lips. He has dark curly hair and wears it short. He wears glasses.
6번입니다. 다음을 듣고 남자가 전화를 건 이유를 고르세요.
This is Mr. Grant in apartment 1201, calling for Mrs. West. I'm afraid I had a slight accident in the parking lot and did some damage to your car. I'm really sorry about it, but I'm sure that my insurance company will pay for the repairs. Please give me a call when you get in. You can reach me at 271-2988.
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 집에서 출발할 시각을 고르세요.
Do you know where the Broadway Playhouse is?
Yeah, it's on 45th Street near Broadway.
How long does it take to get there?
About 20 minutes. It's not far from here.
What time do you think we should leave?
Well, the play starts at 8, so why don't we leave here 30 minutes earlier? We can take the bus or the subway.
Great. Good afternoon, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Hi. Fill it up, please.
Leaded or unleaded?
Unleaded, please. It's nearly empty. I've been driving all day.
Oh, really? How far have you driven?
About 300 miles from Atlanta.
That's a long way. Check the oil?
Yes, please.
9번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 고향이 어디인지 고르세요.
Did you just move to Chicago?
No, my husband and I have been living here for 3 years.
Then where did you live before you came here?
In New York and Philadelphia.
Oh, did you? You must be from the East.
No, we were born in Seattle. My husband and I grew up on the same block, and we were close friends by the time we got married.
Do your family still live in Seattle?
Mine does, but my husband's family lives in Miami.
10번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Where are Mom and Dad?
They went to Chicago, and they won't be back until Sunday night.
That means we have to cook for ourselves, right?
Yeah. Can you cook at all?
You know, sandwiches are about all. How about you?
Well, chicken, fish, or pork. What do you want?
How about chicken?
Okay, but don't expect too much.
11번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심경으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
You look so nervous, darling.
John hasn't called yet.
He's a big boy now. He can take care of himself.
I know, but so many things can happen.
Never mind. He's probably caught in a traffic jam.
But he's never been late for dinner.
Maybe he is busy with friends.
At any rate, he should have called by now.
12번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 미래에 갖고 싶어하는 직업을 고르세요.
You know what, Bill? You work too hard. Let's go and take a break in the park.
I can't do that. I have to study. Final exams are next week.
But, Bill, you already know that you can go to any college you want. What are you going to major in anyway?
I'm taking economics.
Do you want to work for a big company after college, or do you want to have your own business?
Neither. I hope to get into law school after I graduate from college. I'd like to help poor people in court.
Wow, you sure are ambitious.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 TV 방송에 대해 갖고 있는 불만을 고르세요.
Joe, what are your favorite TV programs?
Well, professional baseball games. How about you?
I like soap operas.
Do you watch quiz shows?
Occasionally, but I don't like them so much.
Speaking of TV programs, I have a complaint against TV stations.
What's that?
Don't you think there are too many commercials?
Oh, yes. I've noticed that, especially when I'm watching a soap opera. They interrupt my thoughts.
14번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 피곤해하는 이유가 아닌 것을 고르세요.
Oh, whew. I'm exhausted.
Why?
I stayed up late last night studying for today's exam. I got up at 7 o'clock, arrived at school by 8:45. I took the exam from 9 o'clock to 11:30. Then I had to have basketball practice from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Could you do the dishes tonight? I know it's my turn, but I'm just too tired.
Sure. You can do them for me tomorrow night.
It's a deal. And thanks.
15번입니다. 대화를 듣고 토요일에 두 사람이 할 일을 고르세요.
Hi, Jeff. It's me.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine. Tell me, what are you going to do on Saturday?
I'm planning to go to the big baseball game in Jamsil Stadium.
Are you sure? I heard there's a chance of rain on that day.
I'm definitely going, whether it rains or not.
I see.
You can join me if you want.
Okay, why not? Watching a baseball game sounds a lot more exciting than staying home anyway.
16번부터 17번까지는 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 16번입니다.
What time is your English class?
At 9.
It's 8:45 now.
I know, but I don't feel like going.
Why not?
I don't feel very well.
What's the matter?
I have a terrible headache. I didn't sleep well.
17번입니다.
Would you like to come to my house for dinner this evening?
That sounds nice. What time shall I come?
Can you come at 6 o'clock?
That will be fine. Oh, wait a minute. I have an appointment at 5:30.
Then how about coming at 7 o'clock? Mary is coming over too.
8번부터 19번까지는 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 18번입니다.
Why don't we go out for dinner sometime this week?
That would be nice. I haven't been to a restaurant for a long time. Do you have any place in mind?
Why don't we try that Chinese restaurant on Patterson Avenue? Have you ever eaten there?
No, I never have. I hear it's very good.
Yes, I've eaten there several times, and it was really good.
Sounds great. So, when do you want to go?
Where are you going, Alice?
I'm going to buy some flowers.
You seem upset. Is anything wrong?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is.
Oh, what?
All my flowers died while I was away on business trip. Department stores are very large. They are called department stores because they have many different departments. For example, you can buy dresses, blouses, and skirts in the women's clothing department, and shirts and ties in the men's clothing department. Do you want to buy a pair of earrings and a necklace? Go to the jewelry department. And if you want to buy some chocolate, go to the food department.